I'm sitting here listening to the testimony and realizing that God has orchestrated something here this morning. And it's very, very, really, really powerful. Pastor Karen sends her love. She's home taking care of our dog. She had an operation and we couldn't put her in the kennel, so she was disappointed, but even with pets, you have responsibilities, amen. So she'll be here next time with me. But let's just pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you, and we release ourselves, Holy Spirit, unto you. Pray for this service right now, and as we go forth, that your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. It's good to be here. We had a good time with Pastor Ryan yesterday, and I'm always blessed to see him and spend some time with him. He's a mighty man of God. And the Lord did lay a message on my heart this morning, and we'll see how far we get. And it's called Kingdom Assignments. And I was sitting there during worship, and awesome, guys. I love the setup. The sound is phenomenal. Really done a good job. But I wanted to say to you that it's time for the body of Christ, which is known as the Ecclesia. The Ecclesia is a Greek word for what we are, the body of Christ. It is the Greek word for the church. Church is not this building. That's a mistake we've made. The church is a gathering place. We call it church, but it's not the church. We are the church, the living church, the living epistles, if you will, of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord's saying it's time for activation to the body of Christ, the ecclesia. It is time that the body of Christ starts to rise up and exercise what God has given them. It's time to rise up and shine and let your light go forth in this lost and dying world. And we are in an awesome time. Do not look at the negative, the evil. And there's more evil than I've ever seen before. People being destroyed for nothing. Do not look at that. But look up for whence your help comes from. Always being looking unto Christ. And so I want you to know that every believer in Jesus Christ was created to fulfill God's purposes and destiny through their life. And each has been given an assignment, Every one of us has been given assignments. And the thing that I want to bring to you this morning is that you are not an accident. You are not here by chance. You're not part of a blob that came and you're here and you've evolved into what you are and hope that you make it through life. That is not the destiny that God created you for. Every believer, and I'm going to be very simplistic here, I'm going to use scriptures you've probably heard 1,000 times, but sometimes it's good to repeat them. Every believer needs to know and understand that kingdom assignments transcends the secular and spiritual aspects of culture. We in the church have divided what's secular and what is spiritual. For example, one's work, one's career, one's job are not secular callings. Excuse me. Are not secular callings, but rather a God-assigned task for every one of us. It's a place for influence and sphere of God's kingdom. And so your job is not a secular job. Now, I want to get this because we too long have separated spiritual and secular. If you are born again, spirit-filled, well, even if you're just born again, I'll just leave it at that, and added the benefit of being spirit-filled, you are not a secular person anymore. You do not go to a secular job. You go because God has put you there as an influence and an instrument of light in the kingdom of God. Why I'm coughing all of a sudden. And so I want you to start to understand and extract out of the kingdom of God that your life is more than going to work, getting up in the morning, go to work. It's a rut. Get up in the morning, go to work, to go to bed, to get up in the morning, to go to work, to go home, to go to bed. Oh, once I get a break, to go to Sunday's church service once in a while. But then Monday morning, I got to get up and go to work and come home and go to bed. It's a rut. And it's a rut the world has put us in, and it's a rut the church has activated us to walk into a tunnel that separates us from our calling, from our assignment. And Pastor Karen and I, many years ago, the Lord said, I'm going to change your life, and everything you do is an assignment from me, so do it as unto me. Everything. And as I go through, you'll see what I'm saying. The Lord chose the believer, and I want to hear this because we talked about this in a wonderful testimony, and I want you to hear this because I'm going to read some scriptures. Y'all have heard 1,000 times, but just walk with me for a moment. The Lord chose every believer before the foundation of the world. He has predestined them to the adoption of sons according to the good pleasure of his will. Now, I'm not going to get into the whole doctrine of predestination. The basic truth of predestination is God has predestined you, and it's up to you whether you align with his predestined order for you or you go your own way. That's what it is. If we choose for our walk with God, I believe I'm predestined as long as I walk with him and come in agreement with him. Can I hear an amen on that? And so every believer must line up and come in line with what God has called us to be and do. And there is a lot of confusion because of the fact that we have separated the secular and spiritual world. Amen? That's just a secular job. Well, no, it isn't. Everywhere you go, the grocery store is not secular. It's a fear of influence. Yay. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 and 6. We all know this, but I want to read it anyways. Blessed be the God of our Father, of Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. I want you to emphasize the word there, has blessed us. The church needs to wake up and stop saying, well, I want God to bless me. He has already blessed us. We're just not in line with the blessing yet. Are you with me? Verse 4, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him in love. He predestined or forechose, predestined us to the adoption of sons through Jesus Christ to himself according to the kind intention of his will. That's out of New American Standard. And so every one of us, when God called us, he knew us before the foundation of the world. You're not an accident. In fact, I'll go this far, and I've said this to you before. Your God, and you got to get this, chose your mother and father. As an instrument to bring you into the world. That's why the Ten Commandments say you must honor your mother and your father. And the challenge is that we've separated something because now we look at our mother and father and they're not worthy or they're not doing this or that. We align ourselves with what's not instead of realizing that your mother and father are only vessels that God put you, the seed, in that the process would come, that you'd come upon this earth. But you got to understand, you are first the child of God before you're the child of mommy and daddy. That sounds very simple, but you see, when you got to hold this, because you see, if you don't know who you are, you're going to miss every assignment that's been given you. Not everyone, but most of them. Scripture also clearly declares God's hand is in creation of every single believer. And I want you to hear this, and I've read the scripture before, not this message, but this scripture before here, but I want you to hear this because some of you, even after all the years of walking with the Lord, you're still sitting there feeling worthless and like you haven't got nothing to do and that you're just flopping around this earth waiting to die. Furthest thing from God's mind. Every one of us is here for a reason. And when my reason for being on earth is not viable anymore or active, I go back where I came from. Because he knew me before the foundation of the world. Are you with me? Is that really true? Psalm 139, verses 13 through 17. For you form my inner parts, say inner parts, and you wove me in my mother's womb. Who wove you? God wove you. He designed your inner parts. When you were in your mother's womb, you were not a piece of flesh and a fetus, and I don't know what they call it. And that's why abortion is such an atrocity, because God put that seed in every single. I don't care if you were born out of wedlock. Listen to me. God put you in this world. God did. We got to stop calling people's names and start realizing, where does all creation come from? Amen? Verse 14, I will give thanks to you, for I am, come on now, fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. And I'm here today to, and no matter how far I get in this message, to encourage you today to understand you are not what the world has made you. And many of us has to reorientate our entire mindset, because we were raised and brainwashed and trained and that type of thing in government schools, which said that you are not what God called you to be. God wants to reorientate our thinking, who we are. Who are we? We're the sons of God. Can someone give me an amen on that? The Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, my God, can we get a hold of this thing? Sits inside of every one of us. I'm not some blob hanging out coming from some monkey hoping that I'm going to survive so the government can take care of me for the rest of my life. Verse 15, my frame was not hidden from you. Come on now, church. When I was made in secret, come on, and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. Skillfully you were made. Well, I'm dumb. No, you're not. You just believe what you've been told. Are you with me? Verse 16 says, your eyes have seen my unformed substance. I'm still in American New American Standard. And you, and your book, listen to me now, and your book were all written the days that were ordained for me. Wow. Before you even got here. Your days were written in the book. Come on, church. My eyes have seen my uninformed substance, and your book were all written the days that you ordained me when I was yet there as not one of them. How precious also are your thoughts of to me, O God. How vast are the sum of them. Church, the world has painted something that we have bought into, and it's not God. We have got to come to the revelation and the enlightenment that we are the ecclesia. We are the body of Christ. We are the sons of God. We are the answer to the world. We are what everybody's crying out for, the answer. Most of the church are walking around, well, I'm looking for the answer too. You're the answer. Amen? Each believer has been given an assignment according to the prevailing will of God. You got to hear me now. Every believer has been given assignments according to the will of God. And it's not what you want. It's not what Pastor Mac wants. It's not what anybody, it's not what the elders want. You have been given assignments according to the will of God. And when we realize that, I every day look for an assignment. I get up looking for an assignment. And that assignment might simply be, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, my assignment might simply be in a grocery store, standing in a line, and saying to that clerk, I want you to tell that person Jesus loves him. That's ridiculous, God. Why would I do that? You just blew an assignment. Because you might have been the only person, now please hear me, in the entire life of that person who would ever hear the seed that Jesus loves you planted in their soul. And once the seed is planted, another man comes and waters it. And then all of a sudden, God brings the increase. But we are missing the assignments because we are trivializing. First of all, we don't think we're worth it. Most people, and I'm going to even include people in this room, and I love you all, are going to leave this church service there, and you go on with your life, and you come back next Sunday morning. Now, I'm not here all the time, so I can say things like that. But it's true. Go about your work, go about your business, go out and do your thing, and I'll be back next Sunday morning. Not even asking God, what is it my assignments this week? What do you want me to do? Who do you want me to talk to? Oh, I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't know enough scripture. That's a lie. You know how many people will not witness to someone because you don't know scripture? About 80% of Christians. Why is that? Because you don't know who's in you. You don't know who you are. And you don't realize the one that wrote the book is inside you. Hello. Every assignment which is properly embraced and will move each believer to fulfill their purpose and complete God's destiny in their lives. I want to say that again. Every assignment which is properly embraced will move the believer to fulfill their purposes in life. Why are believers walking around empty, unfulfilled, discouraged, burned out, don't want church anymore, don't want this, don't want that? It's because they're not doing the little assignments that God gave you to train you for the big assignment. How's that? What's that, Pastor? I don't know how that scripture goes. Those who are faithful in the small things, Jesus loves you, will now be rulers of the big things, be healed in Jesus' name. Why isn't the church walking around seeing healings and signs and wonders? We're all looking for them. Because we've lost the ability to do the small assignments so we can be entrusted in the larger assignments. Oh, that's Pastor's job. No. And I'm going to prove it. I'll get ahead of myself here. The word assignment, it's a specific task or amount of work assigned or undertaken as assigned by an authority. So every day we get up and say, Lord, what's my assignment? What's our assignment, Lord? What do you want me to do today, Lord? And then look for it. Oh, God, if God wants me to have an assignment, he will breathe it from heaven, and I'll know the angels are singing that my number has come and my assignment has arrived. A Instead of getting up every single morning and saying, God, I'm your servant. Say servant. Maybe we lead less Christians and more servants. I recently heard something that it was really a very powerful statement. He says, I'm not so worried about Christ being put back in Christmas. What I'm worried about is Christ being put back in Christians. We're worried about Christmas. Christ is worried about us being Christ to the lost and dying world. Are you with me? The word assignment, again, is a specific task. It's the amount of work assigned. It's an undertaking assigned by the authority. What is it? Something assigned. It's a particular task or duty. That's right. God has a particular task or duty for you if you want it every day in a week. What would that be? Oh, golly. Build your wife up today and tell her. Just tell her you love her. I live with a woman. You missed an assignment. I recently heard an advertisement on the radio. All right? Surprise your wife with flowers. It means more than candy and all that you can do. It was advertising flowers. Are you with me? Got halfway down the street and says, you thought that was pretty neat, didn't you, Lord? He says, yes. He said, well, then do it. I stopped and bought some flowers, brought it home. And my wife says, what's the occasion? I said, it's a happy day for you. I didn't give her this big thing. God said to do this thing. My assignment was to bless her and let God get the glory. So assignments are, it's an activity, it's a duty, it's a task that we have. A position of responsibility is another part of assignments. It's a post, it's a duty. It's the take on an appointment. It's a position of responsibility. Elders have an assignment. Pastors have an assignment. Well, that's good because they're supposed to do the church. No, no, no. Their assignment is not to do the church. Their assignment is to help you do the church. Well, why don't we see more of that? Because everybody knows what the assignment is of the pastor, but they don't know what the assignment is of the ministry. And notice I separate that because, you see, the thing you've got to understand is that we are not a special ministry. We're called pastors, but that's our assignment. That's not who we are. If I'm not a pastor, my relationship with God is not going to change. I'm not known by God as a pastor. I'm known as a son of God. I'm not worried about a title. I'm worried about being pleasant to my Father who's in heaven. Are you with me? And so this is very, very important. It's a position. It's an assignment is an obligation, an authorization, a delegation to fulfill. Amen. In various assignments, it's a responsibility of ours. Oh, no, God doesn't place responsibility. Yes, he does. Every single day, he's looking to place a responsibility on you. Every day. Why is that? Is that a heavy thing? Man, when you get a hold of this thing, you're going to be so excited, you'll be skipping amongst the notes. I'm telling you. Okay? I'm excited every day to look at what God's going to give me an assignment. And when I got done the assignment, I know it's an assignment. And I walk away, not looking for thundering heaven. I'm not looking for that. I do the assignment and say, thank you, Jesus. And I walk away. I'm victorious. Why? Because I did the assignment. And what? God get the glory. See, we want the glory, and God's not going to share his glory with you. Once the church learns that, maybe it'll change. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 says, therefore, now listen to me, we are ambassadors for Christ. As through God we were making an appeal through us, we beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. What does it mean to be an ambassador? You're a representative. When someone meets you, they should be understanding that you are an authority from a kingdom of a king. Not a store clerk, or not a project manager, or not a lawyer, or not an airline pilot, not any of this. When someone gets to know your life, they ought to know that you are an ambassador for Christ, the legal representative of heaven down here on earth with all heavenly authority. Amen. I'm good. Put them him up, but I'm afraid of them. I'll start choking, so I'm just going to walk through this. Thanks. Are y'all following me? Kingdom assignments come in various degrees, different magnitudes, importance, consequences, and greatness. They come in all different sizes. Some assignments from God are momentarily, they're instant. That was an assignment. Go tell someone God loves them. That's an assignment. I want you to change your thinking. I want you to change the way you think, because you see, the world is going to hell in a breadbasket because the church doesn't know their assignment. We got politics killing each other because the world does not know, or the church does not know, their assignments. We shut up and don't mention Jesus because the government says don't mention Jesus. You don't know your assignment. I'll mention Jesus anywhere I want. Thank you. And everywhere God directs me, even if it means persecution. Are we all right? Some assignments could take a short period of time, like a month. Other assignments take a long period of time. Our assignment's a short period of time, such as serving, assisting. Amen. She took an assignment. I bless you. That day you walked in, you shaved your head, and I saw that hat, and I said, oh, my God, you scared me half to death, woman. It was all, and bless your socks, she did that. But you didn't realize that it was an assignment. You stood with your sister. You didn't do it with your mouth. I'll pray for your sister. No, you did it because faith without works is dead. I'm going to stand with that woman until she gets healed, and to show you God, I'm telling everybody, do not go shave your heads off. But listen to me. It was an assignment. It's a prime example. I'm not building you up. You just did it under the glory of God. Other assignments take a long period of time, years. I'm still on an assignment being sent from Virginia back to New England to declare the revival. That was the word given to me, declare revival. 1980, I came back from Virginia. Go declare the revival. Go declare the revival. Go declare, go everywhere you want. And I've seen moves of God in New England. You know, well, we don't see it now. That doesn't make a difference to me. I'm not worried about the results of what I do. I'm worried about what I'm going to do for the Lord. See, a lot of people won't fulfill this assignment because you don't look. See, we're results-oriented, and that's not bad. Business is bad. You got to have results. I'm not saying that. But you see, most Christians aren't doing anything because we don't. How many people stop praying because you don't see any answer of prayer? Are you with me? God didn't say pray until they give you results. God said pray. Pray without ceasing. And so Christians are walking around, thousands of them, disappointed because they don't see answer to prayer, because they want gratification for what they did instead of being obedient for what they were called to do. Gratification is glory to the Lord. I don't care about gratification. What I care about is, am I going to do the assignment to the glory of God? And when I'm done that assignment, I know everything inside of me is saying, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Hang on, I'm getting there. I know she's not here. My timetable's not here. She usually sits right over there. And so I want to talk briefly about levels of assignment. Because, God, there is levels of assignment. The first level of assignment is a general assignment given to the whole body of Christ, the ecclesia, and that it is to make disciples of all nations, baptizing and teaching to observe all things the Lord has commanded. That's an assignment. It's a general assignment. It's a body of Christ assignment. Well, no. Preaching is